Voice of Indonesia.
Here is the news. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto has announced plans to open 200 boarding community schools ranging from elementary to senior high school levels. Speaking through his personal YouTube channel on Tuesday here, President Prabowo stated that these schools are intended for communities in the lowest economic strata. According to the president, the community school initiative is part of strategic effort to break the cycle of poverty. Indonesia is a nation that upholds peace and independence. In fact, based on its constitution, Indonesia firmly rejects all forms of colonialism in the world, including what is being carried out by Israel in Palestine. This was stated by a member of the Indonesian House of Representatives from the Prosperous Justice Party, Muzamil Yusuf, in a special interview with Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. He emphasized that Indonesia remains committed to supporting Palestine in its struggle for independence from ongoing colonialism. Muzamil Yusuf also stated that share belief and the core values of Pancasila, Indonesia's foundational philosophy, demand that humanity be upheld in Palestine. That's the news.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kau tahu dalamnya rasa cintaku. Tak banyak inginku, jangan kau ulangi menyakiti aku sesuka kelakuanmu. Ku bukan manusia yang tidak berpikir. Berulang kali kau lakukan itu padaku. Jika cinta dia, jujurlah padaku. Tinggalkan aku di sini tanpa senyumanmu. Jika cinta dia, ku coba. Begini selama ku tahu, tetapi ku lemah karena cintaku padamu. Jika cinta dia, jujurlah padaku. Tinggalkan aku di sini tanpa senyumanmu. Jika cinta dia, ku coba.
Saat ada bencana tsunami yang menimpa Indonesia, air sampai setinggi pohon bako yang ada di kawasan mangrove ini, tetapi tidak sampai ke tembus ke daratan. Di sanalah fungsi luar biasa daripada hutan mangrove itu sebagai benteng dan juga penjaga garis pantai daripada pulau yang kita miliki.
Mangrove, or commonly known as mangrove forest, is a forest that grows above a swamp, which is located on the coastline. Mangrove forests have an important role and are very beneficial for the people around the coast and land. Mangrove forests can even become a safety belt for the mainland from the brunt of the tsunami, as stated by Wayan Kona Antara, head of the Segara Guna Glogor Carik Joint Business Group, Murah Rai, Bali.
Kalau fungsi daripada mangrove ini, setahu saya faktanya,
as far as I know, the function of this mangrove,
saat ada bencana tsunami yang menimpa Indonesia,
when there was a tsunami that hit Indonesia, especially in Aceh,
juga,
of course the impact
sini.
Also reached here.
Kebetulan saat itu kami melaut di kawasan Tahura Rai
in the Tahura area, Murah Rai.
At that time,
it was receding, but suddenly there was a high tide. The water was also heavy. That's real evidence that I saw. At that time, the water was as high as the mangrove trees in this mangrove area, but it did not penetrate the mainland. It was about 4 meters high.
Itu kami juga kaget saat itu.
We were also surprised at that time.
Syukur puji Tuhan, kami sampaikan
we confirmed to the God
bencana itu
that the disaster did not endanger the people on the mainland,
masyarakat yang di daratan,
especially
khususnya di Bali saat itu.
At that time,
itu kami melihatnya di sanalah fungsi luar biasa daripada hutan mangrove itu sebagai benteng dan juga penjaga garis pantai daripada pulau yang kita miliki.
Evidence of the benefits of mangroves as the fortress to protect land from tsunamis is also conveyed by Ayu, a researcher at the National Research and Innovation Agency, BRIN.
Tepat sekali ketika
exactly.
Tsunami di Palu,
when tsunami in Palu,
sangat,
for example, we got very clear information
ya,
that there was no village in Donggala district. There were absolutely no casualties and the damage was minimal because the impact of the tsunami was small due to the thick mangrove safety belt there. So that's one clear proof of how this mangrove has the ability to reduce risk, reduce losses, and also reduce casualties. The existence of mangrove forests is not only as coastal protection belt from waves and sea breaks, but also has economic benefits. Mangrove forest is a habitat for various types of mangrove trees and a suitable place to live for several types of fauna and flora.
Manfaat ekonomi daripada
we have clearly felt the economic benefits of mangrove forests,
di mana
where fishery resources can also be sustainable, which has an impact on the production value of the cages of fishermen in Tahura, Murah Rai area. Then secondly, it turns out that the mangrove food that we have here can be used for processed food,
makanan,
wings,
dan
and also several types of medicines.
Selain
besides
itu,
that, with a clean and sustainable mangrove forest,
ini,
the potential can also be developed into an ecotourism in the future. More or less, it is an economic value, which of course together
kita
we can manage well without reducing the sustainability of the mangrove forest itself.
kelestarian daripada hutan bakau itu sendiri.
Disaster risk reduction by utilizing ecosystems is not new, but has long been abandoned. This nature-based disaster risk reduction has been revived because it provides multiple benefits, as stated by Salifa, a researcher from BRIN.
Pengurangan risiko bencana menggunakan
disaster risk reduction by using ecosystems or in international platforms called nature-based solutions is not a new approach for Indonesia. It has been abandoned in the last two decades. NBS in GDPRR 2022 is strongly emphasized and even has several special forums. Why is it important? Because there are three benefits not only for humans but also for biodiversity. And also for disaster risk reduction itself. If we look at it from an economic point of view, by maintaining the ecosystem for disaster risk reduction, we can save $9 from each expenditure for the development of gray infrastructure, such as a track dam. It is very profitable for the surrounding community with their mangroves. The economic benefits are not only from the sources, but also by making ecotourism, as we see in this Tahura. So, the multi benefits should be emphasized in disaster risk reduction. Disaster risk reduction should benefit all parties, not only reducing the number of people who are victims of disasters, but also economically. And this mangrove, as we see behind us, is an affirmation in Indonesia to continue. The existence of mangrove forests around Tahura area, Ngurah Rai, allows fishermen to catch fish every day, unlike fishermen who catch fish on the high seas.
Kita mempunyai hasil penangkapan ikan yang keseharian itu tidak
fokus.
Sedangkan kalau nelayan yang punya
lokasi kerja di menengah lepas,
itu musiman. Sedangkan kita yang mempunyai hutan bakau, itu tidak ada fokusnya dan tidak ada musimnya. Keseharian kita bisa menangkap kepiting bakau, udang, dan aneka ikan lainnya.
Swim and other varieties that easily and without operating cars we get fish and
for
the catch of the fishermen here. So, are there any rules applied to maintain the balance of nature?
Kalau batasan jumlah ikan yang kita tangkap itu tidak ada batasannya.
There is no limit to the number of fish we catch.
Kalau kepiting itu ada ukurannya.
The crab has a size.
Yang bisa ditangkap,
the size that can be caught is 250 grams.
Yang satu ekor 250 gram yang paling rendah.
Which is the lowest than the other types. We have a size that fits our agreement.
Jaring yang kita pakai di sini tentu
that we use to catch other fish.
Kita ada ukurannya yang sesuai dengan kesepakatan kita.
And we also want to catch.
Mata jaring yang kita
we cannot take them
yang lain.
And catch them.
Sedangkan kalau kepiting, kalau
they must
kepiting
be released so that population deployment
dan juga,
can be sustainable.
Akan mau menetas, itu tidak boleh kita.
Mangrove conservation is needed to maintain the sustainability of marine ecosystems. In addition, the existence of mangrove forests can prevent disasters from occurring when there is a tidal wave of seawater. According to Salifa, preserving the nature of the mangrove forest means preserving life.
Bukan hanya bicara tentang tsunami,
we are not just talking about the tsunami. We are also talking about abrasion on the coast. We have seen the reduction in coastline due to abrasion on the northern coast of Java. The loss of mangrove streams, loss of livelihoods, the loss of living land because the land has to retreat because the seawater is eroded like that.
So strengthening with ecosystem services such as mangroves
or disaster risk reduction can help. For example, in the Thousand Islands, Jakarta,
masyarakat
while
di pulau-pulau kecil
tetap
memiliki lahan hidup yang baik dan juga memiliki keuntungan atas
seperti kegiatan aktivitas
wisata seperti yang saya sebutkan sebelumnya. Abrasi bisa ditanggulangi tapi ekonomi tetap berjalan.
Thus, who is responsible for disaster conservation reduction?
Ini menarik sekali ya kalau kita bicara tentang tanggung jawab. Sebenarnya idealnya adalah tanggung jawab bersama.
Talk about
dan tanggung jawab bersama itu mulai dari tingkat lokal sampai tingkat nasional bahkan global. Dan itu yang untuk kesuksesan adalah adanya sinergis atau inline ya, jadi tidak saling berkebalikan atau tidak saling menguatkan, tidak saling menghalangi.
So there are no mutually exclusive or not interfering with each other. Ideally, what is the desire or potential that exists in the community is also in line with the provincial level policies and the national level. It must be in line. Don't let the community feel that this has strong benefits for them, but then suddenly there are policies that do not help strengthen their awareness. On the contrary, for example, the government has a policy to conserve, but the community also has reasons, for example, to use the area for the economy. So it must be in line.
Jadi harus inline.
As an environmentalist as well as the chairman of the joint business group Segara Guna Glogor Carik Ngurah Rai Bali, what is the hope of Wayan Kona Antara?
Untuk
for the community, both upstream and downstream, let's work together on how to function waste and how we do not throw garbage carelessly, which will eventually end up in this mangrove forest. So that's what we hope. Let's take care of garbage together, each of us, so that the environment can be well maintained.
official culinary from Bandung. Colenak itself is an abbreviation of dicocol or dipped in palm sugar syrup and enak or delicious. Thus, colenak means dipped and delicious. Initially, the culinary which has been around since the beginning of the 20th century was not called colenak but peyem digulaan or sugar-coated fermented cassava. Indeed, colenak is quite simple. The main ingredient is tape or fermented cassava. So the sour cassava is mixed together with sugar, brown sugar, and coconut. Then it is roasted. The palm sugar syrup is mixed with grated coconut, no preservatives, mind you.
Dan jatuh dalam langkah menyusuri kehidupanku yang kelam, dan hampir-hampir ku tak dapat melangkah lagi. Dirimu hadir bagaikan sinar menerangi jalanku. Kau tunjukkan arah mana yang kini harus ku tempuh agar diriku tak sesat lagi seperti dulu. Bersama bayanganmu kasih, seakan-akan ku terjaga dari mimpi-mimpi, dari kehidupan yang semu dan melenakanku, membuatku terlupa akan segalanya. Kau tunjukkan arah mana yang kini harus ku tempuh agar diriku tak sesat lagi seperti dulu. Bersama
jelas bintang utara memanggil satu hari yang dinanti, terpancar terang di bawah langit terlihat
jejak setapak mengarah dan ku sedang mengikuti. Sampaikan salam untuknya dari hati melalui tanah air udara. Kawan camat ikut bicara, sampaikan bahwa aku dalam perjalanan membawa tembang hati arungi samudra. Untuk menemuinya di sana, di bawah aurora. Jarak tujuan terlihat dekat memandang garis batas di lautan yang membiasku kan datang. Sampaikan salam untuknya dari hati lalui tanah air udara. Kawan camat ikut bicara, sampaikan bahwa aku dalam perjalanan.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, you are still with me, Ahmad Faisal, on Indonesia Today. Well, talking about spirit, and I believe that everyone has his or her own spirit to do everything, to do anything, or to do daily activities that you think that this must be carried out by yourself. And maybe when you are in weak condition, you are in the situation that this is, maybe this is unconditional, that you think that this is impossible to do. That's why you need such a high spirit in order to resurrect yourself, to wake up again, and to stand up again, and walk again, run again, and even to, you know, execute here about the thing. And I believe that because this can also be maybe by reaching your target or your goals, and you know, by knowing about the straight path that you think this must be done, just do it, because this can also give you such new improvement for yourself. This can also give you such a benefit and even goodness inside that. Just believe in yourself, you are able to do your best in every uncertain situation. Well, talking about that, this has also related to our quote of the day, and it has something to do with our quote of the day or wise word, listener. And here we would like to share you wise word from Tan Malaka. He said, "No matter how quick a lie spreads, the truth in time will come." Do you know Tan Malaka? Tan Malaka is an Indonesian hero born in 50 Kota, West Sumatra. He was a figure of important ideas and played a great role in the history of Indonesian struggle for independence. Tan Malaka took various important roles, such as leadership in many organizations and parties. He hates injustice, but he cares for the suffering of the laborers. The last is, Tan Malaka is a fighter with ideas that inspire many other Indonesian figures. Listener, I would like to entertain you, accompany with our song. The song is from Geisa with title Bunda, yes, Mother. father has a pivotal role in a family listener, and mother is also as a central figure in a family, because this she can manage, control a family to be good family. With full of ideas, mother is able to manage a family to be a pioneer in running the life. Now the song is from Gesa with title Bunda. Enjoy the song.
Ku taruhkan perasaan, ku berikan tak sedikit pun waktu kan ku tinggalkan.
Jantung hatiku Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a traditional song from Palembang, South Sumatra, Indonesia, entitled Kerupuk Batok or Batok Crackers. The lyrics of Kerupuk Batok highlight Palembang's tourism and cuisines. It pictures the bustling Musi River banks where people gather to eat while boats pass by. Although it's called Kerupuk Batok, which is crackers in Indonesian, the song also mentions various Palembang specialties such as pempek or fish cake, srikaya, rujak mie, tekwan, and many more. These unique flavors create unforgettable memories for visitors in Palembang. Well, listener, here is the traditional song from Palembang, South Sumatra, Indonesia, entitled Kerupuk Batok by Putri. Have a listening.
Di waktu terang bulan, ku duduk di tepian Musi melihat pemandangan. Kayo sambil berdendang, bujang gadis nyopel lembang, makan minum bersenang-senang. Ya, kerupuk batok, pempek.
lagi siap ku datang ke Palembang.
Yeah. salami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasawami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasawami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or cloth to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in teak or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called KGP. To make kasawami, initially KGP is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This tool is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the KGP, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with KGP flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasawami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasawamis. Kasawami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasawami is the initial food in Buton's traditional events. Interestingly, kasawami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Buton residents. Kasawami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Jantung dan langit.